Hi, my name is Elijah.
And I'm William.
This is our podcast,
Animaltastic.
Today, our episode is called Lovely Leaf Bugs. They even have a nickname.
Oh, what's their nickname?
Walking Leaf.
Cool.
And they're actually, I think, related to stick bugs.
Oh, so what makes leaf bugs and stick bugs, like, different?
Leaf bugs have a very unique shape. They look like a leaf, and stick bugs look like sticks.
Oh, imagine if they worked together, they could look like a whole tree.
That would be cool, like, there were a bunch of stick bugs stacked up, and then on all the stick bugs, there were leaf bugs that were holded by the stick bugs.
Alright, so what facts do you have for leaf bugs?
They look like a leaf, and they even sway side to side when they're on a leaf, pretending that the breeze is moving them.
Do you know why they do that?
It makes it seem like more of a leaf.
Oh, like swaying in the breeze?
Yeah.
And what do they eat?
They're actually, they're vegetarians, so they eat leaves.
Oh, they eat other leaves? That's dangerous. They could accidentally eat each other.
Oh no.
What other facts do you know?
Leaf bugs are not always green their entire life. In a stage called the nymph stage, they are wingless and they are red and brown colored. They don't eat leaves then, and then they grow up into adults and then start to climb trees and eat leaves and turn green. My theory with that is when they're a nymph, they don't eat leaves, and leaves have something called chlorophyll inside them, which makes them green. So I'm thinking maybe when they're adults and they start climbing trees and eating leaves, they eat the chlorophyll and then they start to turn green because of the chlorophyll.
Ah, that's a great theory. You should think of some way to test it. You know, scientists test out their theories. Like, you could eat a bunch of leaves yourselves and see if you turn green.
Oh, no, I do not want to do that.
All right. Oh, let's do our story. What's the name of our story today?
Today, our story is titled The Pond Family.
Okay, take it away.
Once upon a time, there lived a bunch of animals together in a pond. There was a family of frogs and a leaf bug. Whenever the frogs heard a dangerous predator coming, they would hide. But one day, a wolf came that was so fierce, they were stunned so much they could not move.
Oh, scary.
And then the wolf quickly plucked up one of their poor little frog children and left.
And ate him? Oh,
so sad. Well, they wanted revenge. But they knew that they needed a spy. Because they knew that the wolf was planning on attacking.
Again?
Yep, again. So, they consulted the Animal Superpower book that told them different animals and insects' superpowers. And they accidentally dropped it, and it flipped to the leaf bug page. They read it, and they thought, oh, a leaf bug would be a great spy. So they looked in another book called the Where to Find Insects book.
Wow, these are great books. I wish I had those.
Yeah, too bad they're not real. Anyways, they figured out where leaf bugs live, and then they went there. And then they saw a leaf bug sway in the breeze gently. They barely recognized him. They only recognized him by his legs. They asked him if they would join their team, shall we say, and be a spy. They told him their scenario. And he said, nope, not doing it. Not unless you throw a skunk cabbage in the deal. They agreed. And then he became their spy. And then he went to the cave. And then he searched everywhere for the wolf's lair. And then He found a cave, and he knew that that had to be the wolf's lair. So he went inside and saw the wolf scribbling on a piece of paper. He thought it might be the wolf's attack plan to eat the next frog. When the wolf moved further into the lair, the leaf bug studied the paper. It was actually a picture of a lizard for some reason. Turns out the wolf likes to draw.
Oh, he's an artist.
Oh, yeah, you could call him an artist wolf. He thought the actual battle plan might be kept further in the lair. When he went farther, he saw a nice, smooth stone slab with scribbles of chalk on it. The scribble said, "On Friday, I will attack from the north. Then I will eat another little frog child." Then the leaf bug ran out quickly. But before he could start, he heard the wolf snarling, coming closer and closer. So he found the nearest plant, hopped on a leaf, and started swaying in the breeze. Lucky for him, the wolf did not notice him and went right by him. The leaf bug hurried back to the frogs and told them the battle plan. And they gave him the whole skunk cabbage plant. But when Friday came, the wolf attacked from the south instead of the north. It was a trick. He suspected someone was gonna spy on him. The frog family needed the leaf bug to spy again. So they went to the same place they found him before and saw him munching away on his new skunk cabbage plant. They asked him if he could be their spy once more. And he agreed for the price of another skunk cabbage plant.
Another one? He's so greedy.
Well, he does love his leaves. So he returned to the scary cave / lair. He saw the wolf scribbling on another nice smooth slab. It said, "I will attack on Wednesday." But this time, he knew it was a trick, and he did not fall for it. He went further into the cave and found the real battle plan that said, "Tomorrow, I will get Mr. Lion, Mr. Bull, Mr. Alligator, and Mr. Jaguar tomorrow. And we will all attack together on Tuesday. From the south." Then the leaf bug ran back to tell the frog family. When they heard, they were very grateful and gave him another skunk cabbage plant. But he knew that they would need help. So he told them, not yet for the skunk cabbage plant. I must go and set a trap. The leaf bug went to set a trap. Then on Tuesday, he really did attack, and they were prepared. They trapped the wolf and all his friends with the tripwire trap that was attached to a branch, and the bamboo cage fell on them. And the leaf bug got two skunk cabbages in return. And later that day, he got all of the supply of skunk cabbage plants near the pond. All of them, because the frog family was so grateful for his trap and spying, they gave him the whole supply. And to this day, he's still nibbling on them. The end.
Wow. That's a tricky wolf and a tricky leaf bug. Any announcements today?
Well, I'm sorry that this episode was kind of late. I had a little trouble writing the script out.
Oh, which part gave you the most trouble?
Probably the story.
Just finding an interesting story?
Yeah, that wasn't like the other ones, yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta wait for the inspiration.
Huh? Yeah, exactly.
Any credits?
Yes, we do have some credits. Our theme song is by John Higgins, played by me on the cello. And our co-host is Dad.
Thanks.
And our editor is Mom. Our guest star will be doing an extra episode very soon.
Oh, who's your guest star?
Our guest star is Jonah, my little bro.
Okay.
And I think that's it. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Elijah.
And William.
Signing off. See you next time.